Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Burt Show.
All right, we call it Tinder takedown. You've got somebody in your life that you're dating, and you're not exactly sure if they're being loyal to you. We do the research, and we can tell you, okay, you got nothing to worry about at all, or maybe not. And Janine here wanted our help with her boyfriend, and it has to do everything with Thanksgiving and not spending time together, and she's wondering, is this dude going to hook up with somebody else? Hey, Janine, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so tell us where this insecurity is coming from. How long have you guys been going out? Give us all the deets here.
Yeah, sure. We've been together since January, so it's getting close to a year. And I mean, honestly, I really thought that I was going to get invited to Thanksgiving at his family's house this year. My family, like, lives across the country, and I'm not able to fly back home to be with them this year, and it really bummed me out. But his family is like just a few hours drive from where we currently live. So when I told him, like, hey, I'm really bummed, I'm not going to be able to go home for Thanksgiving this year, I was kind of expecting him to be like, well, come, you know, come with us, you know, of course, you're welcome. It's not like I haven't met his family before,
right?
But instead he just says, oh, sorry, babe, that sucks. Like, period. End of story. And I don't know. I can't understand why he wouldn't have, you know, made the invite. Mm-hmm. And it was just like nagging at me. And of course I'm, you know, thinking about spending the holidays alone in my apartment, you know, just sad, and that's not cool. And so I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, wait a minute, he grew up in a small town. Does he not want me back there so that he can have one of these, you know, like, hometown hookups over the holidays?
Sure, that's the obvious, you know, conclusion. Sure.
I mean, I
would have never thought of that. How long ago did this happen, and is it possible he didn't extend the invitation to you immediately because he had to check it with his parents and family?
I mean, it was 2 weeks ago, so he's had time.
Yeah.
Have you guys met families already?
Yeah, I've met his family before. He hasn't met mine, but that's because they live so far away.
There's something odd going on.
Yeah, that's weird now.
I mean, this is like the setup for every small town Hallmark movie ever. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's about to get sabotaged by the big city corporate girl coming home to the small town for the holidays.
Yeah.
She is going to bamboozle her boyfriend into bed.
So, I mean, this was always common knowledge, you know, when I was younger. Like, whenever you left and you came back home, like, to your hometown for, like, holidays, specifically Thanksgiving, Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, is always that big night to go out to the bars you used to hit up so you can meet up with everybody.
Blackout Wednesday.
Yes. It's a legitimate thing. So maybe he is wanting just to, you know, go back and hang out with some old flames or new flames, or just do his thing without her.
But even if you're going to do Blackout Wednesday, wouldn't you still invite her along to blackout with you?
Well, yeah, if you're not planning on cheating on her,
right. Not if there's somebody in the group that's a little cute. That's always like,
I will say, I think this is a little bizarre because my brother's in a new relationship and they've been together like 2 weeks and he was begging my mom for a space in the cabin that we've rented for Thanksgiving so his new girlfriend can come. He is like, she is coming. I want her at Thanksgiving. So I do find it a little bizarre that this guy doesn't have this energy for Janine.
That's the kind of dedication you want right there. Maybe it's something entirely different, not better, not worse, but bad. Because you've met the family before, do you think there is anybody in the family that really doesn't like you and or isn't taking this relationship seriously enough yet to have you at dinner?
I can't really think of anybody. I mean, his mom loves me, like loves me. We got along great. And she's the only one who I would think would want to put the foot down about how many spaces would be at dinner. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking to myself, I know I was hesitant to bring someone home for Thanksgiving always, cause that's like a big step and that makes a statement in my family. But if you've already met my family, I can't think of any reason I wouldn't want to bring you to Thanksgiving other than what we're hoping is not the case.
Oh, Janine, you know what I would have done upon finding out that he hadn't invited me, but like, you know, his mom likes you. I would have like Facebook messaged her because, you know, all parents are on Facebook and been like, hey, do you have a good recipe for stuffing? Because I'm going to be home alone for Thanksgiving.
That would have been it.
But oh,
I want to make Thanksgiving dinner for myself. And she'd be like, oh, honey, no, you got to come spend Thanksgiving with us. You can't spend Thanksgiving alone. And then I'd be like, boyfriend, surprise.
Then I wouldn't be there.
Yeah. I'm packing a bag.
I am diabolical like that, though. Yeah.
All right. So genius. We've already tested him online on Tinder to see if he is sneaking around on you behind your back. So give us a couple of minutes here. And when we come back, we will tell you exactly what he did when we had somebody come on to him on Tinder. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Burt Show Tinder Takedown coming up next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Something doesn't smell right here. Something doesn't smell right at all. To underscore what Janine is going through here, this awkward, awkward conversation that she must have had with her boyfriend. Let's try this. So, Mo, you are playing the part of the boyfriend in the relationship. And KK, you are playing the part of Jeannie here.
Janine
telling the boyfriend that you are going to be alone for Thanksgiving. And Mo, you are playing the part of the boyfriend who just doesn't really care.
I got that.
Oh, babe, I got the worst news ever.
Oh, no. What's that?
Yeah, I'm not able to fly home for Thanksgiving to be with my family. I'm so bummed.
Oh, man, that's horrible. I'm sorry to hear it.
I know. It's going to be so sad and lonely here all by myself.
Well, at least you get to do whatever it is you like.
But, man, but I mean, you just know how much the holidays mean to me and it would just mean so much more to be surrounded by people that, you know, I actually care about.
Isn't this part where you go, but I'll be okay?
Absolutely not.
But I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, but you know, it's overrated. You know, family, a lot of drama. A lot of people are really have anxiety around this time of the year anyway. So I think you should look at it like positive.
Babe, have you met me? You know how much I love drama, just as long as I'm not involved in it.
Yeah, I know. But maybe you should just look at it like a drama-free holiday.
But I don't want a drama-free holiday. Hey, really quick, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why the hell haven't you invited me to your family for Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, my family's crazy.
I mean, it would seem pretty obvious that
especially since she's met his family.
So Janine here is going through that exact scenario. So when you laid that out for him, Janine, and then we'll give you the results of finding out if he's been doing anything shady online or not. When you were having that conversation and you said to him, like, I'm going to be alone, he never once offered anything?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. He didn't even, like, bat an eye at it. It was just like, oh, you'll be okay.
And again, you guys have been going out with each other how long?
We've been together since January.
Since January. And you've already met his parents. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's very odd that he wouldn't say, hey, yeah, just spend it with me. Something's going on here. You're assuming it's a hometown hookup. I just think there might be somebody in the family that just isn't digging you all that much. And don't want you around or not taking the relationship seriously yet.
I thought that until she said she already met him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said mom loves her.
Mm-hmm. And that's always the hardest one, especially when it's a like it's a son.
For sure.
That's the hardest one to impress. And she's like, Mom's loves me. And you would know. Like, I think her instincts would tell her if Mom has something against her, because you can always tell.
All right, so Kristen is going to give you the results of our Tinder takedown. We tried entrapment.
Yep. All right. So Janine gave me her boyfriend's stats and the location he's going to be at for Thanksgiving back in his hometown. So because we're talking about a younger 20-something-year-old dude, I tapped my friend Step daughter, because that's the age I'm at right now, since we were dealing with a younger dude. And she's actually in law school right now. She's super smart and super hot. And she was kind enough to take a break from studying to do this for us. So like during her study break, she did this. And she got on Tinder. She had his photo. She put in the location and she started swiping. And Janine, she swiped and she swiped and she swiped. She took breaks. Mm-hmm. She went back on to swipe. He wasn't on there, girl.
What?
Yeah, he was not on there. And I even... Okay, so you know how we can't just leave it at that. She went ahead and put in... Because we have your current location. So she took it out of the hometown location. So because like maybe he was planning to do something next week for Thanksgiving week or not. Excuse me. She put your current location in and she swiped for a while. And he didn't pop up in your current location either. So okay, he's not... He's not on Tinder.
I mean, I guess that's a relief, but...
It's a relief, but we still have questions, so...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Are you willing to do my idea? Are you willing to hit up his mom on Facebook?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I feel like I have to.
I feel like you do, too.
Don't do it.
And just ask for a recipe. You're not asking to come, like, but be like, is she a good cook?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
All right. Perfect. So figure out a recipe that you think she would have. She would definitely have, and hit her up and be like, hey, I'm going to work on my cooking next week because I'm going to be here by myself for Thanksgiving. Do you have a blank recipe? And request a recipe for her. And I guarantee if she truly loves you, her mama heart is going to bleed that you are spending Thanksgiving alone. And she's immediately going to offer you an invitation.
It's a recipe of disaster.
Yeah, it's a recipe for a breakup. So, yeah, you might get invited, but you're still not at the root of why he didn't invite you in the first place, which is the big problem here.
We'll get there.
It's a huge problem. And honestly, for me, this is a breakupable offense. Like, if you're not going to invite me after a year of dating to go to your family's Thanksgiving, you're definitely hiding something from me, or you are getting ready to break up with me.
Or you can use Abby's ridiculous strategy of communication.
Oh my God. Yeah. What happened to just asking? Why didn't you invite me to your family's Thanksgiving? You've been together for 11 months. Can you not just simply send them a text?
Oh, Abby, you're so silly.
Because no good movie starts with communication. There's always miscommunication. I say you do that. And then when she does invite you, you could hit up your boyfriend and be like, oh my God, I hit up your mom for a recipe for her banana bread. And she invited me to Thanksgiving. We get to be together.
At that point, this relationship is dead. 100%. Just dead, because we don't know why. And if you go around him and go to the mom, oh, he is going to be so resentful. You're dead.
Dude, his turkey's already overcooked anyway. Might as well go in and go hard.
Let us know what you do, Janine, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think you can be both, but you really do sort of have a little bit of a slant. Either you're a Thanksgiving person or you're a Christmas person, right?
You're one or the other. And it's this time of year. Like, as soon as you hit November 1st, either you're like from November 1st to Thanksgiving Day, it's just Thanksgiving. Or from November 1st to the day before Thanksgiving, it's Christmas. Then you have Thanksgiving Day, and then the day after to Christmas is Christmas.
Right.
It's like you give Thanksgiving that one day, and Christmas just overtakes the entire holiday. Well, I came across this video from comedian Eric D'Alessandro, and he has a rap beef with Thanksgiving and Christmas.
This is good.
So here is Eric D'Alessandro breaking it down, Thanksgiving versus Christmas.
What's the difference between
All right, we're going to do one verse each, okay? Thanksgiving, you're up first. I'm going to tell you the difference. You're overrated and secretly hated. Nobody wants to admit it, so I guess that I'll say it. You're too much pressure on a family. Purely hype and vanity. A single parent's enemy. I don't respect that energy. I'm calm, cool, and collected. Nobody stressing or comparing a necklace. Just grateful for the blessings. Aunt and uncle's over, just chilling by the stove or watching the NFL or march of the wooden soldiers. Yeah, just pure vibes. I might get some more sides. You can thank me for the pumpkin, the spice, and the pie.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse. You promoting merch or your followers buying trees when they don't even go to church. But whatever works, right? Make them work nights. Need that person nights. I guess that's worth the fights. Yeah, but I done figured you out. Taking it out on me because Santa stole your clout. That's the difference.
Oh, okay. Okay, Thanksgiving. Okay. Christmas. What you got?
Did you say something? I think I heard you mumbling. Something about an oven and snuggling with your cousin. Don't know what you've been huffing, comparing me to stuffing. I think we heard enough when you took credit for the pumpkin. Yeah, that's more cap in the new era. You don't go together, ask whoever. Halloween made them better, you're not remembered. I own November, I am the pleasure. The cozy sweater, presents send a memory getter. Come on, dog. Look at where the dollars go. You celebrating violence, bro. R.I.P. my Navajo. And the flow phenomenal. I'm not just talking follicles. I'm relevant forever. You're a current as a monocle, yeah, and your lyrics ain't hard. John Taffer couldn't rescue those bars, nah. That's why I got more W's than a hotel, yeah. Why you think they call me Noel?
It's good, it's good.
Yeah. I just saw that and thought to myself, I'm so mad I ain't come up with that idea.
Right.
It was so good, so, yeah, it was great.
So good. We'll make sure to share it.
So, I gotta tell you guys about something that's going on in my house that normally I think most people would be jealous about, but for me, I think it's fantastic. So, I've told you guys I adopted this dog about 8 months ago. It's an English bulldog, and her name is Franny. Came from a farm in Iowa, hasn't been around a lot of people. She was really born to breed. She had three litters, and then they were looking for a home for her, so she kind of fell into my lap. But she's been super insecure and very anxious since I moved her in with me. In fact, I've been telling you guys that there are really only two parts of the house that she'll come out in. She's just really, really shy. Anything that's out of the ordinary, she is just totally sketched, right? So essentially, I've had a 50-pound cat for the last 8 months. And really, it's from time to time, she wants to get pet, but mostly it's on her terms.
Like, you see a spark. You like, you know there is something in there, but it was very, very rare.
It was in there. So over the course of the last week, I got some doggy trazodone, which people have told me in DMs is the same as human. It's the same thing. Mm. Either way, so...
Same compound, but just stronger?
I don't even think it's stronger. I think it's the same thing. I don't know. Either way. So
go ahead, disclaimer. People don't start taking your dog's trazodone, okay? That's not what Bert's saying right now.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to do the research on your own on that one. But I give her the trazodone from time to time when there's going to be some new experiences. And I did it like for 2 days. And then she was just hanging out at the house. And I'm like, I don't want this dog to be like high all day if she's doing nothing. So a funny thing has happened over the course of the last week when she hasn't been on it. I don't know if this trazodone unlocked, some kind of, confidence in her. But now that she's not on it, she has been like a different dog the last 5 days.
You found Franny's fun gear?
I guess so. I don't know. You know, I've heard that sometimes drugs can change your circuitry a little bit. But, I mean, I would imagine that takes years and years and years. But I don't know if she just felt really comfortable in those 2 days. And she's like, this is who I am. And she's been way, way better. And especially, this is the part that I absolutely love. While she's cool with me, when my girlfriend Amanda comes in, that is her walking trazodone. She is so much more into my girlfriend than she is me. And it does not bother me at all. Like, you can see a complete mood shift when Amanda walks in the room.
That's a sign of a good person.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know, at first I was like, damn, I'm the one that got you. It's me. I'm feeding you every day.
I rescued you.
Yes, I rescued you. And then Amanda walks in and she just loves on her so much more. But it has been awesome to see.
Good.
It's been like the magic pill.
I love to hear that because I knew you were doing your Franny updates quite like every day. People got very invested in Franny, especially on social media and your Insta stories. And it's good to see this playful side come out in her.
Now I can't get her off of the couch now. She doesn't even use her cage anymore, which was her safe space. Now it's the couch. She's walking into different rooms. So this week it's good. But with Franny, it can be awful again next week. I just don't know.
She's a moody little bit.
Yeah.
Night and day. Wow.
You
got to
keep giving her the drugs.
Or not. Either on and off, or I'm not really sure. But Amanda seems to be the one thing in her life that just brings her so much joy. And me too.
That's beautiful.
So it's a win-win all the way around.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby. So you missed a call from the ex-best friend's husband?
No, this is like my friend's friend drama. So this is great drama that we can talk about, but it has no impact on my life. Love it.
Yay!
So I was catching up with my friend last week, and she was telling me about this situation that happened with this friend that I had heard about kind of sporadically, because there was always something with this friend. I feel like everyone has those relationships where there's always some kind of tumultuousness happening. And she had told me that their friendship had ended, and that's a whole other story, but she had gotten a call from this ex-best friend's husband randomly, and she called him back, and what happened after that, she didn't really expect. So the friendship history with them is they met like a couple of years ago, kind of friends out of circumstance. I think they met like at like a rec pickleball league or something like that. And they just hit it off. They got along really well. They ended up living together for a little bit. They would go out and everything was really, really great. But she said as the friendship progressed, she noticed that this friend has one specific flaw. And I've talked about this before. There's this influencer named Tinks who has this fatal friendship flaw theory, where it's like every friend has that one flaw that is going to agitate you more than anything else, but you can't complain about it if you decide to be friends with them. Correct. Like, you have to decide whether or not this flaw is big enough for you to not want to be friends with them.
And so if you are, then you just got to shut up and deal with it because you've made a decision.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, this is who they are, so you either need to accept it,
yes,
or move on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this friend's fatal flaw is that every time they would go out into a nighttime party setting, even though she had a very committed boyfriend, she would always get them into situations that would lead her to do things that maybe somebody in a committed relationship shouldn't do with other men. Wasn't necessarily cheating, but maybe it was like flirting, or maybe it was being very affectionate with someone. And it always made my friend very, very uncomfortable. She would ask this friend, hey, it's like 3:30 in the morning. We're at some random dude's house in Virginia Highlands. Can we go home? And then the friend would cause a big stink about it. And then the next day it'd be fine. So she's like, I love being this girl's friend. It's just when we go out, she absolutely sucks because she always puts me in the worst scenarios. So their friendship ended up blowing up like 6 months ago. They went on a vacation together, and it was the final straw for my friend. She was out with the friend, the boyfriend, and the friend's sister. And something happened while they were out at a club where basically they were hanging out, and my friend noticed that her close friend was kind of doing the same thing, wanting to stay out way too long, flirt with guys that weren't her boyfriend, and she's like, I want to get out of here. And so the friend has her own fatal flaw, or fatal friend flaw, about my friend, where she's like, oh, you only want to be out if you're getting male attention, and you're not getting any male attention, so that's why you want us to leave. So they had this big blow up. The sister's yelling at her. The friend's yelling at her. It's this whole thing. And so my friend decides, this is the final straw for me. I know I'm stranded in like Key West with this whole family, but I need to get home ASAP. So she ends up booking this really expensive flight. There's this whole drama once she gets home between the friend and her, and they're going back and forth and back and forth. And she decides, I'm done. Like, I do not want to be this girl's friend anymore. So fast forward to now, it's been a couple of months, and randomly she says she's just chilling, and she gets a call from that friend's, now they got ended up eloping, husband. She gets a call from the husband, and she's like, do I answer it? Mm-mm. Is this about to be a big confrontation? And what do I do?
And just to reset, she had sat there and watched this friend make out and do all these things and cheat on this guy that is now calling her, and they are married.
I don't want to say that that's what happened because I wasn't there.
Got you.
And so, you know,
allegedly
there were some shady things happening, mm-hmm, with this friend.
And she's now married to the man.
So she's looking at this phone call, and she's like, I don't know if I want to answer it. So she ends up not answering the call, and she ends up texting me about it. She's like, you'll never guess who I just got. I got a call from Jack. Let's say his name's Jack. Jack just called me, and I don't know if I should answer it. Should I text him? What do I do? So she ends up texting him, and she's like, hey, Jack, saw that you called me. I'm going to call back in 10 minutes or whatever. So she sends off the text and then ends up picking up the phone, calling him back, and it's ringing. She's nervous, and she's panicking, and he doesn't answer the phone. And so she's like, surely at some point, this guy's going to call me back. Like, it's been 6 months. I was friends with this girl for 5 years. We lived together. Of course, I'm going to hear back from this person.
It could be a butt dial because it's not like he's called her recently.
Exactly. And she doesn't have like an A name. So it's not like, you know, it's not like they're in contact. This is the husband. So she waits for the call to come through, like, or a text or something. She never hears from this guy again. And so now we have this theory. We're trying to figure out, why would he call her? Was it because he wanted to try and mend their friendship because, you know, they were really close for a while? Or do we think it was the wife calling her through his phone because she's been blocked by my friend? Oh. Do you think she was trying to like test the waters to see like, oh, have I really been blocked? Let me call her on my husband's phone.
I think the second is most likely.
The second one?
Yeah, that one sounds about right.
Yeah, unless, I don't know. It's all a chess game.
Unless... because she's messy. This friend was messy when she goes out. Unless he got some evidence of her being messy, and he's now reaching out to her friends to see if they if they can support his theories of his now wife having done things behind his back.
That's what I was hoping he was going to call and do.
That's what my instincts are telling me. Because I feel like women play chess, and if she was calling to see if she was blocked, she wouldn't have did it from a number that she would recognize. I would imagine you do it from a random number. So to me, it feels like he probably wanted some information, and then between the time that he called, maybe his wife found out, and then now he can't go get the information he initially wanted.
And or maybe he chickened out. Maybe he's like, actually don't want to know. Like, I'm married to this chick.
But now I want to know.
I know. Now
right?
Now we need answers.
So, I mean, I can ask her to text him again, but I don't know if she's going to get a response.
Yeah, just because it was so out of the ordinary, I would hit him up with one last text, be like, hey, is everything okay? It was just, you know, you've never called before. I just want to make sure everybody's doing okay.
Okay, I'll send her a tip off, and I'll let you know if she follows through.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Look, there is nothing more than we want than for you guys to win this $1,000 that we are giving away on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you guys are doing a really good job of signing up. We've told you before, it's only going to take 60 seconds for you to go to Q997Atlanta.com. It's the easiest contest in the world because we actually ask you, what hour are you going to be listening? You tell us 7 a.m. hour. That's when we call your name. We don't avoid it. We want you to win this money.
Yeah, I was actually over at my neighbor's house and I was hanging out, and she goes, oh, by the way, I saw that in your Insta story and I signed up.
There you go.
I go, you are eligible.
Look, what other investment can you make that's 60 seconds that perhaps pay off $1,000? None, right?
It's time well spent. To go to Q997Atlanta.com and fill it out super quick.
All right, a lot of you guys are getting it. Some of you guys haven't bought in yesterday. So, and it hurts me that we haven't hooked you yet to sign you up so you could win this money.
I went
and created my very first jingle yesterday.
I did it, Mo.
I don't believe
it. I couldn't wait for you anymore.
I did it. What?
Are you ready for the very first jingle that I have ever put together to promote $1,000 Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, okay.
Y'all are very skeptical
I don't believe it.
All right? And I might have been sick yesterday. Maybe I had a fever. Thought I would try AI a little bit.
All right.
Went online. Learned how to put lyrics over a beat. All right.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be catchy.
Okay.
This is a thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to get their attention.
Let's hear it.
Let's go.
You're no profi, but money is low. You work so hard, but no money flow. Let Bird help you with 1,000 bucks. Don't sign up and you're fish out of luck. Q997Atlanta.com.
Wow.
That's the place to sign up for the bucks. You'll win that cash, you'll give way less.
tough. $1,000 is like heaven. Giving out cash, Q99.7.
Here we go.
Giving out cash, Q99.7.
Q99.7 Take us to the bridge.
Don't go in.
Oh, we had the bridge.
You'll win that cash. You'll give way less stuff.
You signed up for the premium membership.
There it is, baby.
Don't hate it. It's kind of catchy. Do not hate it.
It's not bad.
It sounds like an Old Navy commercial.
It needs. Hey, you know what Old Navy is.
Yes.
It needs a lead up with some music. But I think it's got legs.
But can I make a recommendation?
100%. My first try at it. I didn't think it was going to be great.
The cash on Q99.7 was very, very catchy. Catchy AF. But we are on the radio and there are FCC regulations. You don't have to have profanity in there because it screws up the flow and it has to go.
Well, I don't know that I would have used that sound effect to take that out. That wasn't my bean. I thought a beep would be good. So we'll put it back in and try it again.
How about we just take the profanity out?
No, that's the.
Are you going for funny?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, were we supposed to laugh?
Yeah. If you have to ask if you're going for funny, then you're not funny.
What every Burt Show listener asks themselves every single day for every single segment.
I'm trying to help.
Are you guys go? All right, let me rework it today.
Just take the profanity
no
out.
Way.
Okay.
No way.
All right.
All right. We will beep the profanity.
All right.
All right. I will start with more music at the front. And if it's as bad tomorrow as it is today, then we'll have the pro come in. Mo.
Okay.
Can we tighten it up a little bit?
It is a little long.
It's a little long,
yeah,
man. Jingles aren't supposed to be like a song. It's a jingle.
Yeah, it's a ballad.
It's a jong.
This is like
it's a jingle and a song.
Yeah. Mo does not want any part in this.
It's a jong. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So tomorrow, another jong for you guys.
Can't wait.
All right.
Yep.
Sign up for the contest.
Yes.
Q997Atlanta.com. Okay.
That's probably
all I needed to say. All right, Rebecca, you are trying to wean yourself out of a relationship or just rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah, I need some friendly advice because I really don't know what the best move is. When you know a friendship is over, do you sit them down and you tell them exactly why and just cut them off for good? Or should you phase them out like a snail and just sort of slowly stop inviting them to things?
Don't listen to Abby. She's going to tell you to communicate.
Communicate. Use your words. Stop ghosting. Tell me what's wrong. You're not fine. I know.
But is it ghosting or is it like just slowly, organically, naturally kind of like finding the end of a relationship?
They don't let you go generally, though, man. When you're trying to wean yourself off, it takes them a long time to get it.
It always does.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on the seriousness of your friendship. Like, if this is somebody that you consider just like an acquaintance or somebody you see like because of circumstances, I don't think it's that big of a deal to kind of like slow ghost or slow fade because there wasn't really like that emotional intimacy there to begin with. If you consider this person like a close friend, I think it's a total a-hole move to just decide one day to drop them cold turkey.
So this person, I would have considered them an A-tier friend like probably 4 years ago. We've been friends for like 8 years. And I can talk very candidly about this, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
We met at a drag show like 8 years ago, and she was one of the first queer women that I had befriended. And I was so excited to be her friend platonically, because lesbians don't like bisexual girls. Learn that the hard way. And we've always been like friends who go see a movie together, go see a drag show. She's always invited to my birthday, but it's not like, you know, she's not in the front row of my friendship theater, basically. I would say we kind of have naturally sort of just kind of had space grown between each other. But there was one thing that really caused a lot of distance, and that is her girlfriend that she found 2 years ago, and her name is Jill. Jill is very unpleasant. She is just not a person that me and my friends have a lot of fun being around. And I think the reason why is something that a lot of people can relate to, because unfortunately it's semi-political, but for me, I think it's the opposite of what you would expect it to be. She's too woke.
She's too woke. She's too woke, woke for Rebecca.
Okay. I know. I'm like, I'm like the token social justice warrior for my friends. So I know that's shocking. But like Jill, it's like I go pick up Starbucks and I bring it to them and she refuses to drink it because of like unions or something. Mm-hmm. Like she won't come to Friendsgiving because she thinks that we're celebrating American imperialism. Mm-hmm. I know she's not going to listen to this because she has told me point blank she will not listen to the segments I send her girlfriend. Because she thinks we promote anti-intellectualism.
Are you kidding?
No.
Man, if I could put that in a slogan for us, that would be great.
Put it in a jong.
Yeah, in a jong. We need another jong. She's not wrong.
The Burt Show. Real anti-intellectual. Can't even say it.
Did she really say that?
She said that. She, you know what she listens
you
to?
You can't make that up. You can't That's make funny. That up.
No, Kristen, do you know what she listens to?
NPR.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
So, and my friend is the same. Like, she's not different, but she refuses to not bring her around. And I know if I sit her down and just say, girl,
oh, she's
I
the
love
Debbie
you.
Downer of the group, isn't
yeah,
she?
She's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
She is a buzzkill. And I know if I'm like, Jill can't come around anymore, I'm going to get a long test about what text about, like, I don't know, gaslighting and like quinoa or something. And like, I can't handle that right now.
It's not very inclusive of you.
I know. I'm problematic.
The Burt Show.
I have got to find a way to stop causing drama at a table full of couples. I have been on a roll lately at causing drama in other people's relationships.
First of all, it's not your fault. If you had your desire, you would never go out with these couples.
That's absolutely right. True.
It's your girlfriend that's on this.
It is her fault. Thank you for that. You're absolutely right.
You're an introvert. She's forcing you into an environment you don't want to be in with people. And so it's on her.
Just leave me at home in my peace where I can't get in trouble. So there I am at a table full of couples, and it's kind of a variety, right? Like it's married couples, it's people who are just dating, just started, it's people in relationships. And then there's one woman at the table who's a friend of ours who is single. And that's how it all started, because she started to speak about how she's struggling being single and she wants somebody. So one of my friends makes the joke, well, why don't you talk to Mo about it? He enjoyed being single so much, he wants to be single for the rest of his life.
Oh, boy.
They said that in front of your girlfriend?
Yeah, my friends don't care. They do this all the time.
That's crazy.
All the time, right? But luckily for me and my lady have such open dialogue and open conversations about who I am and how I've... None of it comes... It's nothing she's never heard from me directly already. So it really doesn't matter.
She's already been so hurt by all the conversations.
Okay, that's you don't have to play it.
There is nothing anybody else can say to make it worse.
And these are what my friends do. This is exactly it,
she's
right?
been cut by the word so many times, oh Bert,
right.
that there's no blood left right. to bleed.
And she's so perfect, she's never hurt or cut me at all, right? No, I got it. I know. I told, well, she asked me, she said, what was it about being single that you enjoyed so much? Like, why do you think so many people struggle being single? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. I think it's a misconception about me that I enjoyed being single so much that I don't enjoy a relationship. I just enjoy both. Like, neither felt for me like it was something wrong with me. I was completely fine in my single years. And I think a part of it is just because I never felt like I needed anyone to be happy. Like, I just don't need that. I'm completely fine by myself. So I did kind of see my lady like make a little side eye at me when I said the part about I don't need anyone. Right. And so here comes my other friend making another joke about, well, that's why he hates marriage. And I'm like, OK, here we go. Here we go. Now, that one is going to get me in trouble.
Ooh, I want to get invited to your next dinner party.
Oh, yeah, be lit. They gang up on me all of the time. And it's always my turn.
And these are your friends.
These are my friends.
Okay.
These are my friends. Right. Who needs enemies? So I said I hate, that's another misconception about me that I hate. I do not hate marriage at all. Like, I love marriage. I think marriage is great for whoever wants it. There are just concepts about marriage that I don't understand. It don't make a lot of sense to me.
What are these concepts?
So that's what another one of my friends asked at the tables. And so I said one of them is the whole till death do us part, right? Because for me, the way I've seen it, I have a lot of elders in my life, grandparents or what have you, who, if we're being honest, were not happy in their marriages. They weren't. They were miserable in those marriages in those times. But it was a different time, and you were taught you stay regardless, whether you're happy or not. I personally don't get that.
Life is short, man.
It's too short for that for me.
Stay miserable your entire life.
Yes.
I think if you do that and you get to heaven, God's going to go, hey, thank you, but you had that one wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you really could have gotten out. I wanted the best for you.
Yeah. Right. I think it should be something more like until sadness do us part, right? Like
until multiple months of arguing.
Yes.
Until despair do us part.
Until cheating. There's a lot of things you can put in there that can do us part before death.
Until
right?
you're chewing gets too loud, do us part.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Until the misophonia becomes too much.
Y'all are getting it. So that's, I never got that, right? Like I have always said, I want to wake up and be with you because I want to be with you. Like I want to choose that. I want to wake up and choose you. I don't want to wake up and feel like I'm stuck in this and I have to stay in this because there's a piece of paper that says we can't split. That was one of the concepts. So when that came up, then it was the whole need thing. So do you don't feel like you need your partner was the table that was presented to, was the question that was presented mm-hmm. to me at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, mm-hmm. I don't. I want my partner. And then they were like, so you think you would be fine without her? I said, yes, I would. I would be completely okay without her. I don't need her in order for me to be happy. Like I'm in charge of that. That's on me. Do I want her? Yes. Do I love her? Yes. Need? No. And I did not know that was going to divide that table the way that it did.
Yeah, because I, believe it or not, I agree with you. Like, you should be able to be, like, self-contained, like, self-sustaining, right? However, there is something about that all-consuming, I can't live without you love that has women hooked onto shows like Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. The way these men talk to the women, like, you know, I can't imagine taking another breath without you in my presence kind of deal, which, you know, doesn't really translate to now. But there is something about this all-consuming love that I don't want to be on this earth if I don't have you by my side to share life with.
But that is a fantasy, right? It's
yes,
just a fantasy.
Of
that
course
you can't
it is.
Live like that every single day, and we know that. So need and want then, Abby.
I don't know. No one's ever needed me. So I'm really the wrong person to be chiming in here. But I mean, I get what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think to some extent you could argue that that's healthy, that you will be fine mm-hmm. if something tragic were to happen. Or if you guys do break up, mm-hmm. your life isn't going to come crumbling down. But also like, as a woman, you're sitting there and it's like, this guy don't need me. Like he doesn't. I mean, I know that you want me, but also what you're saying isn't how it's translating when I hear it.
I think it's, for me, tremendously attractive to have somebody say to me, like, I don't need you, but I want you. I choose to be here, but I can do things by myself. To me, that's a big old turn on.
That was the divide at the table, whereas the men there kind of felt like I get exactly what he's saying, and I actually think he's complimenting you. He's saying, like, no, I want you. I'd rather you want me than just be with me because you feel like you need me. But the women at the table felt way differently. And my lady actually wasn't offended because when we got home, I asked her. I was like, should I not have said that? She was like, no, I completely got what you were saying. But the other ladies at the table was looking at her like, you put up with this?
I mean, what would be nice would be to be wanted and needed.
You could have the best of both worlds.
I want to be needed just a little bit. Like, is your life going to suck a little bit if I'm gone? Like, I want it to suck for a year.
Yeah,
and then
suck.
You could be okay.
It will suck. It would definitely suck. But again, you're saying that I will survive it.
Exactly.
So I don't necessarily need it, but I want it.
But I don't want you to survive.
Okay. I think that's the problem.
The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.